Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to The Horse Fix, where you can get that much-needed horse fix and perhaps fix your horse at the same time. I'm Sandy Holt, your host, and I'm coming to you from the training facility of Winter Haven Ranch in Aubrey, Texas, Horse Country, USA. You know, many of you have been asking me how I got the name The Horse Fix for our podcast. Well, a few years back, I had a heart attack and consequently had open heart surgery. And because of that surgery, I had to spend a whole lot of time away from the barn. And so when my husband would try to comfort me, the only thing I wanted was a horse fix. So every day I would say, I just need a horse fix. And so finally he brought me some gloves from the barn and my boots so that I could smell them and get a horse fix. So that's how that name came up. Speaking of my husband, today's episode is going to be an interview with him. I've been looking forward to doing this, and he has not. I had to corral him to get him to sit still long enough to do this podcast, and it's not his cup of tea, but he finally agreed to do it, and so it's going to be fun. It's a very short podcast because it's not easy to keep a cowboy down, but I think it will impress you, and I think you will enjoy and feel entertained at least. So, without further ado, let's get started. Well, it feels a little funny me interviewing my own husband, but we're going to give this a shot. So, welcome, Wayne.
Thank you.
You grew up on a cattle ranch.
Yes. And let me just say this. I'm a reluctant participant in this interview. I don't do interviews. So I'm doing this under the threat of divorce.
Anyway, where was your ranch?
Sayre, Oklahoma. Western Oklahoma. It was just a working cattle ranch, probably 100 head of mother cows, and always had 10 or 15 horses, and just a working ranch.
Working ranch. And so you started working cows when you were how old?
I've been around it forever.
I remember you telling me something once, and we were talking about our love for horses, and I know deep down Wayne does love horses. I think what you said to me, and I'm just paraphrasing because I don't remember it exactly, but something like, you don't have much use for a horse unless it's working for you.
Is that correct?
That's correct. I thought so. But all of your life, you have had horses that have worked for you, and they had a job to do.
I have not, nor have I ever had a show horse. I've had roping horses, ranch horses. The first time I was introduced to show horses was with you.
Yeah, that's right. Wayne and I definitely have a different background, and because of that, we approach our training in different ways, probably black and white. I mean, it couldn't be more different. But he gets the job done, and then I get the job done, so we have decided to agree to disagree when it comes to technique. So, what was your best horse that you ever owned?
Probably a little Palomino Sugar Bar gilding that I had for 7 or 8 years, in my teenage years, all-around roping, everything kind of horse.
What was it about that horse that made him stand out from all the other horses you've owned?
He did what I told him.
Okay. So, you know, here's the difference between Wayne and I. I say, please respect me. Wayne doesn't use the word please. He just commands respect. And the horses seem to know that immediately. when he handles one or gets on one, they suddenly say, "Yes, sir, what would you like?" And for me, it's not quite the same. So I have to work a little harder to get the horse to do what I want it to do. Wayne, what is your opinion about people who own horses as far as should the normal horse person own a stallion?
No.
Okay. Because?
They're dangerous.
Okay. And I agree with you on that. If you just, you know, if you're pretty much accomplished horse person, but not been around stallions, they can be very dangerous. So would you rather own a gelding or a mare?
Gelding.
And because?
I'm just not a mare person. Oh. I've always ridden geldings, and that's just my choice. I'm not saying it's a right choice, but it's my choice.
Yes. Well, and I love mares, but mares can be more moody and get a little bit persnickety at times. How do you feel about young riders and young horses?
I feel like if you want to get your child killed, just get them a real young horse when the child's real young. That just most of the time doesn't work.
Right.
But non-horse people say, "Oh, I want my child to grow up with this young horse," which is a dangerous combination.
Totally.
In my opinion.
No, totally.
Like I said, all this is just my opinion.
Well, I totally agree with you. Rarely will you find a young person that should be paired with a young horse. Okay, so I have heard you tell some stories of you would ride your horse for hours on end, and for many miles. You told me a story about you and your cousin riding for, I don't know how many miles, just to get a Coke.
These horses were used to being ridden a long ways, and we would change usually at noon. But 15 or 20 miles before lunch wasn't unusual.
Wow. That's amazing. And then you all take a break, and then you go get a fresh horse?
If we were having to do something, if we were moving cattle or working cattle, mm-hmm. we would change horses at noon.
Okay. So who, in your opinion, was probably the best horseman that you've ever met?
Besides me?
Yeah. Your father.
Probably my dad.
I was going to say your father.
I had a lot of people in my family that were real good horse people, good horsemen, working cattle ranch horses. My Uncle George, my dad, I could name five or six.
Oh, your brothers were pretty good hands as well.
Not bad.
Yeah. If you were to go out to buy a horse, what kind of horse would you look for as far as conformation and looks and color? And
you know what? If you pick a horse by the color, you're missing out on a lot of good horses. I would go to the Sixes or Pitchfork Sale, 15-15-2, 1,100 pounds, quarter horse type. That would be my pick.
Okay. And then as far as temperament's concerned, does it matter to you if they're a little feisty or have a little...
I want one that has some spunk.
Yeah.
Good quarter horse can usually get up and go. They got to be able to catch a cab.
Yeah.
You know, they got to have some speed.
Yeah. So you probably don't much prefer our little Western pleasure horses.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Now you guys out there don't slaughter me on Facebook or
this is my, like I said about all this, I'm just not a Western pleasure person.
Yeah.
I want my horses to have their head off the ground at least 12 inches.
Yeah. Now I know how I feel about the differences of you and I, the way we ride and what we do. But tell me what you think as far as there are differences.
Well, I think you were raised more in an arena and showing horses. When I was raised on a real working cattle ranch, and yep. I despise riding in an arena. I like to ride out in the open country, and I think a horse learns a lot more faster. Just my opinion.
Well, I can see why you would think that, and oftentimes when I'm having a problem with one of my all-around horses, Wayne will say, we need to send it down to my friend in Oklahoma and let it be on a ranch for, 30 days or so.
Yeah.
I don't altogether disagree with that, except that I wouldn't want it to get all scratched up and get all beat up and, you know.
Picking the thorns out of their legs.
You're right, yeah, all of that stuff. So have you ever been bucked off?
Anybody that rides horses gets bucked off. Bucked off from the time I was 3 on up. The last one, I was 65. So, I've been bucked off.
Did you ever get hurt when you were bucked off?
I've been hurt bucked off bulls. I've never been really hurt other than a broken arm on horses.
Yeah. Well, and I should have prefaced that by saying that Wayne was a bull rider in his younger days and was quite successful at that. And did you ever ride saddle broncs?
No.
No?
Couldn't afford the saddle.
Oh, those are expensive?
Oh. Yes. I was never interested in that.
How about the bareback?
Few bareback horses, mostly bulls.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of roping.
What was your most exciting time riding a bull?
When I heard the whistle.
When you heard the whistle. So that means you stayed on?
That means I stayed on 8 seconds.
Oh, right. That's good.
Most of the time, I never heard that whistle.
Did you ever get knocked out?
Yes.
Oh, my. Yeah. Well, that explains... No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
This is about over.
It's about over.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about over. You're fidgeting now, so I know it's time. And it's hard to keep a cowboy down, trust me. Well, folks, thank you for listening. I was looking forward to interviewing Wayne and having you be entertained by him, if nothing else, and perhaps learning a thing or two. So thanks for listening, and until next time, may all your blues be ribbons. Bye-bye.
Happy trails.
This episode was brought to you by The Coach House, a quaint little Airbnb that you can rent at by the day or by the week or by the month. You would really love The Coach House. It's set on my ranch, and you can take riding lessons and even take painting lessons from me. So if you're interested in a nice little getaway, or if you're on business near the Dallas area, go on Airbnb or Vrbo and book The Coach House in Aubrey, Texas, Horse Country, USA. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.